Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Jeff Budd and Bobby Jordan here to talk about wearable arts. The time for crafting is here. Thanks for coming in. So for folks who are maybe new into town or, you know, just have kind of wiped the slate clean of memory since last fall, wearable arts. What is the wearable arts show, and how has it been? How long has it been happening here in Sitka?
I'll start. Okay. Well, I lived in Ketchikan before I came over here, and they'd been doing wearable arts there, and I was super intrigued with it and would always go watch it. And then when I moved here, I got on the arts council. I think even before I was on the arts council, I was on the board, and we decided to give it a try. So we did the first one over there at the Nakahiti in 2009, and it went pretty well, and then we expanded and we moved over to the Centennial Building, and it was fun to do. I thought a Ketchikan originated, but I found out later that they really didn't, but nobody corrected me. But I think it came out of New Zealand, and now they have world-class things, and people strive to get down there. But we did the first one at the community house. It was a lot of fun, and people showed up, and we just continued to do it.
Excellent. So, yeah, since 2009. We got a pretty strong tradition now of wearable arts happening in Sitka.
Oh, this is every bit as good as, because I used to go to all the Juno ones and all the Ketchikans. Mm-hmm. We are every bit as good as the stuff that they have.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. So for wearable arts, for the nitty-gritty of it, what does it mean to create wearable art? What does that tend to look like? Is this full outfits? Is this just hats? What is it?
Well, typically it's a full outfit. But, I mean, it can be any which way you want to take it. We have some that are very traditional that fit with the theme, and then you can have the super whimsical, very creative. There's just so many different ways you can take this. Mm-hmm. And so if you like design, clothing construction or that type of thing, I mean, Jeff was a tank one year? Weren't you the tank?
No, that was somebody else.
He was a tank one year? Or no.
We were a pirate ship.
Oh,
I was a toilet.
Yeah, you were. You were a commode. Yeah, I do remember that. You know, or it can be as traditional as last year we had one person show skirts and jackets, but they were dyed with unique pieces like rhubarb was used to help create the dye, or blueberry, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really wide open, and we really do accept just about anything. The biggest thing is it has to be able to go from one end of the runway to the other end of the runway and back and stay on your body. That's the big part.
That would definitely help, because this is a all ages family friendly
yes,
show.
Yes, it's a family friendly show.
We definitely want to keep everything on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So when is going to be the show this year?
This year's wearable art show is going to be February 8th, and we will have two shows again. We'll have a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. The 2 p.m. is very family friendly. Mm-hmm. And so there is no alcohol at all at the 2 p.m. show. 7 p.m., we do have wine and beer that will be sold, but it's not just a 21 and over either. Right. It's just contained a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And there is a mandatory dress rehearsal for all of the designers and the models on February 7th, and that usually starts about 6 o'clock, and we run the show just to make sure that everybody's design is going to work like mm-hmm. it's supposed to. So, yeah. And then our designer deadline, which is what this is really all about, is we need designers, will be December 13th. And because without designers, we don't have a show.
Yeah, it's a pretty empty runway when you don't have folks
exactly.
filling it up with their art. So this is we got a good... Between now and December 13th, that's a good month and a half for folks to.
Right.
Now, this deadline, is this someone saying, like, I have my design right here, this is proof of concept, or is this people coming up and saying, yeah, I have an idea, just trust me on this, and I want to be in the show?
Yes.
Okay.
mostly, and I mean, we've had some of our more veteran designers go, yeah, I've got an idea, you know, and then they crank it out in mm-hmm. the month and a half. I have already sent out wearable arts blasts on Facebook and have put them in the paper mm-hmm. because some people it takes a while to construct what it is yeah. that you want to do. But your design does not have to be finished on December 13th. It just, you know, that is where you're saying, I have a design, I know what I'm doing, and I'm definitely intending to be in the show.
Yeah, you've committed to being right. on that runway. Mm-hmm.
And then one thing that's different this year is we are asking for a $50 commitment fee.
Okay. So, how does that work?
And how that's going to work is when you register, you pay $50, and it's more like a deposit.
Okay.
And if you make it through the dress rehearsal and both shows, then you get your $50 back. So it's a way to make sure that whoever has signed up is, yeah, okay, I'm really aware that I have signed up here. Right. And we had a couple of names, I think, that came in last year that were fictitious and okay. we didn't find out until too late, and without, you know, so this just guarantees that the person who signed up is a real person.
Got
too
it.
So you get your money back at the end when you complete the show, and if you don't, then it goes for the greater good of
Greater Sitka
the Greater Sitka Arts Council and the next wearable arts show.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So for folks who there's definitely been folks who've been designing and part of wearable arts probably since the beginning. But there's always room for new people too. You don't have to have any experience in clothing design or anything like that to be a part of the show. It's just you've got interest.
Yeah. And it can be whatever your imagination brings to the table. Our theme this year is Forest to the Sea, which the themes are always very broad. Mm-hmm. So that leaves a lot of room for interpretation. And then everybody can kind of create what they believe fits that theme. And it's very fun to see what everybody comes up with. We've had Mount Edgecombe students. We've had some young kids come in. We've had Emmy Fish started in middle school. And now she's a regular. So
right.
And creates amazing designs. But so, yeah, we've got a lot of great ideas out there, and Sitka is a very creative community. So
absolutely.
Let's see what we can create this year.
Yeah, there's no minimum requirement for how much you use or the elaborate design or not. It's just if you're interested and you want to have fun creating something and sharing it, that's the only bar for entry is your interest.
Right. Yeah.
I think if you make the thing, I think you can also find somebody that will be a model. Mm-hmm. Too,
right on.
So you don't have to, because I couldn't make anything that I did, but I got my nerve up and it would be an alleged model. But other people built all the things I did. I never made one.
Okay. So yeah. Let me start that sentence over. So for this December 13th designer deadline, that is for folks who I want to create something that will be in the show. That doesn't necessarily mean they are agreeing to wear it down the line. Is there a place for folks to sign up who maybe want to be a model? They're a little, maybe designing it is a little too intimidating, but they still want to help out.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can go to the SitkaArtsCouncil.org, and there is a volunteer sign up. There, and we need lots of volunteers. We also, there's always people that need models too. Mm-hmm. So if you're a designer, you don't have to, as Jeff said, you don't have to model your piece. And so there's places to sign up for all of those things. And in November, if you're a potential designer and still have a lot of questions, we will be having a meeting just to get everybody together and say, hey, you know, what are your questions? How can we clarify? What can we do? Maybe we can hook you up with somebody who knows how to do design. Mm. Because I, for one, do not. I take pictures. I don't design.
Right.
So, And then we will also be having a volunteer sign up, you know, a day where people can come and go, oh, yeah, I'm interested in this. And what does that entail? And but that's still pending. And those are they are coming.
OK. Yeah. So, yeah. So at this point right now, it's, you know, October 22nd. Time for folks to kind of percolate on that of like, OK, we know the show will be February 8th. Forest to Sea is the theme. They've got time until December 13th to play around with ideas, maybe look at their calendar. Is this something I can commit to? So when December 13th comes around, that will be the deadline to sign up to be in the show. And for those new folks who are going to try things out, you said you're this new prospective designer meetup will happening in November. Mm-hmm. Just keep an eye out on social media and the paper and stuff for when that will be.
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. And if folks want to sign up earlier than that, if they are like hearing it today and be like, absolutely, I am committed, the sign up is available right now on the website.
The sign up is available right now.
Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. We're out of time this morning, but thank you both for coming in this morning for the 22nd annual, something like that.
Oh, I can't do the math.
Okay, but
you're the math teacher.
No, but well, we had a gap there for about 3-4 years. So,
well,
in COVID time.
Yes. Well, since 2009, the well-established and much beloved Wearable Arts Show is coming up in February of 2025. The deadline for those who are interested in being a designer is December 13th, and more information about being a designer, about volunteering at sitkaartscouncil.org. Bobby Jordan and Jeff Budd, thanks for coming in and for making this Wearable Arts magic happen every year.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.